Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Our pre-opening commodity market report is next, but I want to remind you quickly that there is a flash flood warning that remains in effect until 1:30 this afternoon for southeastern Moultrie, eastern Shelby, northwestern Cumberland, and southwestern Coles counties in central Illinois. It's 8:50 and time for that pre-opening commodity market summary, and here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. In its weekly crop progress report, USDA says corn crop ratings fell 6% from last week to 64% good to excellent. That's the lowest rating of the season and below the 10-year average. Soybean crop ratings fell 3% from last week to 62% good to excellent. And spring wheat ratings were rated 76% good to excellent. That's a drop of 2% from a week ago. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but there are reports of some scattered firm undertones as well. Terminals are called mostly steady with a few locations firm. Tops from $44.50 to $50. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, July 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,218. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61 to $67, the weighted average $64.50, a loss of 85 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.97 to $53.67, the weighted average $51.44. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,612. The base price range was $57.75 to $72, a weighted average $67.35, a gain of 19 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $54.27, and the weighted average was $50.86. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, I hear static in the headphones. There must be rain in the area.
Dave, there is rain that has rolled through, and there is more rain heading in the direction of east central Illinois, and it is heading this way in a big hurry. In fact, it has crossed the Interstate 55 line from Livingston through McLean County, lagging back to the west across portions of west central Illinois. And still some heavy rain in the extreme southeastern corner of Iowa and northeastern Missouri this morning. And this is all to the north and east of a stationary boundary that stretches from eastern South Dakota across central Iowa and down into the southern portion of Illinois. Remains a stationary front right along the Ohio River. Now, we will continue to see in that general area between that boundary and the Great Lakes several disturbances rolling through over the next several days. So some pockets southeastern Minnesota, across eastern Iowa, a good portion of Illinois and Indiana, picking up some pretty decent precipitation totals. In fact, we've had some flooding going on already. And over the course of the next 3 to 4 days, we could see more of these showers and thunderstorms popping up and depositing heavy rain across the area. Locations closest to the Great Lakes are still expected to see the heaviest rainfall over the next 5 days, but some areas towards the Ohio River may pick up some decent precipitation totals over the next several days. So that's the good news. The bad news is in the northwestern Corn Belt, where things have been parched and a serious situation starting to develop there, not much in the way of rainfall falling. So they will continue to be very dry. And outside of the northwestern Corn Belt, the scenario does look like a good week to 2 weeks for crop development, with rain continuing to fall in the eastern Midwest today into Thursday or Friday, followed by dry and warm conditions, not extremely hot. It will continue to be very, very warm across the northern plains, across the Dakotas, and areas to the west of there will remain mainly hot and dry, with temperatures in the 90s and low 100s, with 100-degree highs from west of the Missouri River, except for a brief day or two midweek when Minnesota and parts of western Iowa are expected to top 100 degrees. Other areas in the growing region right now, Delta in the southeast, isolated showers brought less than a tenth of an inch of rain to west central Mississippi, while stronger storms brought an inch and almost an inch and a half to Natchez, Mississippi. Southeast received 15% coverage between 15/100ths and a half inch, a few amounts approaching an inch. Southern Alabama, northern North Carolina, and Virginia were the wettest areas, with high temperatures mostly 80s and some 90s in northeastern North Carolina. A few changes were made to the forecast this morning. Frequent and widespread showers will bring rain to nearly all locations in the Delta or the southeast by early this weekend. Rainfall rates will decline beginning on Sunday, but soil moisture should be adequate to favorable for conditions for crop development in all areas except the driest regions of North Carolina and Virginia, where soil moisture remains quite limited. And quickly looking at China's weather, a brief period of dry weather in east-central China would be welcome after all of the heavy rains reported recently. Greater rains in the Yangtze River Basin and neighboring areas could induce some flooding. Northeastern China's summer crop will stay in favorable conditions. However, it is important to know that the Heilongjiang area has dried out again and does need some significant rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 5.93, down 3/4. Last trade up 5 1/4. December 6.07, down 2. Last trade up 6 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6.02 1/4, up a half. Last trade up 7. December 6.18 unchanged. Last trade up 6. March 6.27, up 1. Last trade up 6 1/4. September corn opened at 331 1/2, down 3 1/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. December 345, down 3 1/2. Last trade down 2. March 359 1/2, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. July 377, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. August beans opened at 861 3/4, down 10. Last trade down 7 1/4. November 888 3/4, down 10. Last trade down 7 1/2. March 910, down 10 3/4. Last trade down 7 3/4. August soybean meal 235.50, down 20. Last trade down 30. August soybean oil 37.12, down 11. Last trade down 19. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday was a difficult trade at the Chicago Board of Trade. If you were a hedger or producer, are we going to see some equilibrium come to these prices today?
Oh, I think we're going to see a little in wheat, but I think corn and beans are going to go a little lower today. And with the rains that have happened overnight and also today, I think we could easily be, 10 lower on beans and 5 to 6 lower on corn.
So the question then becomes, do you think that the July low in the D's corn contract at 336 is going to hold or not?
Well, it just depends, again, on the weather forecast. If the weather continues to be rainy and not as hot, I think it won't hold. If we turn around like they're talking later in the week and say it's going to be hot and searing hot and dry, I think it could hold and bounce back some.
So what is your bets then on the weather? What are you hearing from people, and what are you anticipating?
Well, the weather, we had good rains in eastern Iowa, parts of Illinois, parts of Indiana overnight, and continuing today. There are parts that still are very, very dry, Ohio, Minnesota, and it just depends on where the rain falls. The crop's going to be better. Where it doesn't, it's not going to get better. And how long is it going to last before we change forecast and go back to hot and dry?
Is the break in soybeans a buying opportunity?
I don't think it is yet, but I think it would be if we got near the lows that we made previous to this move up.
turn your attention over to the Merck. What are you seeing there today?
We're seeing cattle up 10 to down 10. We're seeing hogs unchanged to down 10, and bellies mixed up 20 to down 20.
We had a pretty good move in the hog market last week on, I guess, rumors that China might be in the market, but they haven't showed up.
No, they haven't, and there's still people out there saying that they will, but we did have that big move up. We've since backed off from that somewhat, but if that re-arises, we could move up again. We were down $1.50, $1.20, $1.10 yesterday in the hog pit.
What piece of advice do you have for producers today?
Be ready to either hedge or sell cash on bounces up, and it's not over yet, but we might not make it back to those highs this growing season.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a grand day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call. Area code 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.